Good evening. Well, depending on when you're listening to this, but right now I'm recording this in the evening. Thank you so much for listening to the Tao of June. I am June, and I got through another day. So the recording I did earlier today was this morning on my way to work. And I gotta admit, man, it was tough during the day to try to just stay focused and not think about my girls. Oh my God. Because there are some times in the grooming session, where I'm washing the dog, we're in the shower together, and, you know, I just have some time to just, you know, think. And because I'm not scissoring or clipping or, you know, doing anything much, just lathering the shampoo. So I would have time to think and miss my daughters and feel sad. And it was kind of tough, but I just, what really helped was listening to Tom Bilyeu's Impact Theory, and he was interviewing some people who have been down and out, who have really, you know, started off in really tough places, and they were able to work through all their hardships and difficulties, overcome the odds, and make something positive, you know, with all the bad stuff that happened in their lives. And it really inspired me and just, you know, kind of gave me hope that, you know, 10, 20 years from now, maybe, you know, maybe I'll be able to look back on all this and, you know, see the good, take the positive from it. But yeah, I got through another day and I have tomorrow off. So I called the girls, I called my ex-wife and asked if it would be okay. And then I called the girls and told them I'm going to come up tomorrow to take them to the playground, to the park, and so we can spend some time together. And yeah, I'm just going to take it one day at a time. Just every day, just try to do my best. You know, I'm walking the dogs now. I cooked myself some dinner as soon as I got home. Now I'm going to walk the dogs, feed them, and then maybe hit the gym. Get a quick workout in before I go to sleep. And then wake up early, walk the dogs again, feed them, and then go up to Tennessee. It's a 4-hour drive, one way, 4 hours. So it'll give me some time to think. But yeah, 4 hours in the morning, drive up and see my daughters, and then spend the day with them, and then drive back another 4 hours. And then I'm off this weekend, so I'm going to do it again this weekend. Probably just Saturday, maybe. Because, yeah, I got Saturday, Sunday off, but I'll probably just go up for one day. I don't like to leave my dogs for too long. My mom is back in town. She's back home. She was traveling to Alaska and all that. But she's actually leaving again in December. But, yeah, she's back in town, and she was like, I'll take care of the dogs. But I'm like, oh, man, but you don't even pick up their poop when you walk the dog. I didn't tell her that, but, you know, I just told her thank you. But in my head, I'm thinking, but you don't even pick up their poop, you know? I don't like that. But anyways, yeah, I don't like being away from my dogs too long. So I worry about them, just like worry about my girls. Oh, man. So it's kind of a catch-22. If I'm up there with my girls, I'm missing my dogs, you know? Then when I'm down here with my dogs, I'm missing my girls. But of course my girls come first. But yeah, I really miss my girls so much. I miss being with them. I miss being their dad. I miss their laughter, their little jokes, you know, the stories they tell, the things that they say, you know, just, I really just miss being with them. But that's okay, right? I mean, we all have tough things that we have to go through. I get it. Maybe, you know, this is all a good thing. Maybe, you know, it helps me appreciate, you know, the time I do have with them more. I really relish it, you know. I really see how precious the time is that I do get to spend with them. But also, another part of me is like, oh, you're missing their childhood, you know, you're missing them growing up. And that tears me up inside. But I tell them, then I have to reason with myself. It's like, am I really though? Right? Because I get to see them on the weekends, and I get to hang out with them, and I call them on the phone, and so yeah, I might not be there every day, but I'm not totally missing out on their childhood. So yeah, I just gotta talk to myself and just kind of snap myself out of it sometimes when I get into this funk, this just deep sad funk. I just gotta talk myself out of it sometimes, like tell myself, like, hey, be reasonable here, like, just, it is, the situation is what it is, right? And so that was my day, and I guess it's just one day at a time, right? One foot in front of the other. At least I got through this day. I did a really good job for my clients. They're super happy. I'm super proud of the job that I did. And now I'm walking with my dogs. Beautiful evening. And, I cooked myself a really delicious steak with some vegetables. And so I had a good meal. I'm proud of the day I had. I guess I told my daughter one time too. Well, I told her all the time. But yeah, at the end of the day, the only question you have to answer is, and the only question you have to ask to yourself is, am I proud of myself? Am I proud of the day that I had? And if the answer is yes, then that's all that matters. You don't have to prove yourself to anybody else or get any validation from anyone. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. And if the answer is no, and you got to be honest with yourself, if the answer is no, then I try to remind myself that's okay too. Tomorrow is another day. It's another chance, another opportunity to try again, right? One moment, my dog Angel, she's going number two. She's dropping a deuce, a hot one, fresh out the oven. So I'm going to pick this up and I'll continue this recording. Okay, my goodness, that was fresh. It was nasty. Anyway, oh, that reminds me, this morning when I was walking my dogs this morning, oh, I had to turn around and go back home and wash my hands because anyways, so the day didn't start out so great. It really didn't. It was a rough day today. I mean, the way it started, I woke up super sad, feeling depressed, and then, hey, and then walk my dogs, and then as soon as I start walking my dogs, my older dog Angel lays this huge, nasty, just big old turd. And I'm trying to scoop it up off the grass. Maybe this is too much TMI. But anyways, yeah, some got on my hand. And it just, I was already in a kind of bad mood. And I was like, man, it's already a shitty day, And I went back home and washed my hands with the hose in the back. And then continued the walk, took the dogs on a walk again. But, I made the best of it and just told myself, it's fine, Well, yeah, I mean, can't win all the time, right? That reminds me, I wanted to share this Twilight Zone episode. Because I've been watching the Twilight Zone, the 1960s show, Twilight Zone. It's on Netflix. But there's this one episode in the first season. Dexter's going now. I'll be back. All right. So just picked up Dexter's number two. If that was my mom, she'd have been like, just leave it. It's just poop, It's natural. It's like, no. I mean, yeah, I guess it's natural that dogs poo. But, that's not like a natural occurrence to take someone's, brings your dog over to someone else's lawn and let them leave a fresh deuce on there, pile a turd on someone else's lawn, just leave it. Anyways, my mom's old school, traditional old school Korean. Anyways, so the episode of Twilight Zone, I think it was called A Nice Place to Visit, but it really got me thinking. So this criminal, the episode starts out with this criminal running away from the cops. He just broke into some jewelry store and he robbed the place, and the cops corner him in this alley, and he's trying to climb up the wall, and they shoot him dead. So the criminal dies, and a spirit guide, his spirit guide comes up to him and, you know, calls his name and takes him to, gives him a bunch of money, takes him to this fancy casino hotel. And his room is like the penthouse, just this luxurious hotel room. In the closet, there's all these fine suits and neckties and fancy shoes. He has like this nice steak and, you know, a nice meal there. Just anything. I mean, women, you know, beautiful women, money, tons of money. So he goes down to the casino and he places a bet on the craps table. Boom, winner. He's like, yeah, you know, another bet. He's a winner. And he tells his spirit guide, hey, put a bet on my number. You know, I'm hot. And then after a while, he gets bored of winning. He goes over to the slot machine, puts a coin. I'm not sure how much it was, maybe a dollar coin. I don't know. But anyways, puts a coin in the slot machine, cranks it, and boom, jackpot. He's the winner, you know. All these coins start coming out. And then he has this beautiful convertible, you know. I mean, it's a very fancy car for that time in the 60s. But a really nice fancy convertible. Pulls up. The valet driver gives him the keys. He tips the valet boy, I think $200. I mean, a huge amount of money back then, right? Some people only made $200 a week or a month back then. Anyways, then he had three beautiful women get in the car with him. And this goes on for months. And he just starts to get bored. He even tells his spirit guide, I'm about to go, like, lose my mind. I'm about to go out of my mind, you know? He's like, I'm just so bored. And he's like, but, you know, I thought you liked gambling. You know, I thought you liked all this money and women. He's like, yeah, but I mean, just winning all the time. And, you know, he's like, I never thought I'd get bored with broads, but I'm bored. He's like, it's just too easy. He's like, it's not the same without the chance of losing. And he tells the spirit guide, I think there's been a mistake. He was like, I don't think I belong here. You know, I need to go to the other place. What did I ever do to get to heaven anyways? And he tells him, the spirit guide looks at him and says, what made you think this was heaven? And then he gives a sinister laugh. Isn't that crazy? Like, yeah, I never thought of it that way. Because, yeah, I would have assumed that that was heaven as well. You know, you got everything you think you want. Money, women. Well, if you're female, hot men. You know, just, you have everything, the world at your fingertips, you know, anything you want. And you don't lose when you gamble at the casino. You just win, win, win. Money, money, money. And everything just comes so easy. We would literally go out of our mind, right? We would start getting bored. We would lose it. You know, like, I don't know. That episode kind of made me realize, yeah, maybe I feel like I'm in hell, but maybe this is heaven, right? Just like that guy felt like he was in heaven, but he was really in hell. Maybe all these difficulties we go through, all these hardships, every time we try something and fail, or we fail at something like marriage, you know, and my family gets broken up and my kids are not with me anymore, you know, maybe this feels like hell, but it's actually heaven, because this is the failures in life, the difficulties, the challenges are actually what help us grow. It helps us get in more in touch with ourselves and get to know ourselves a little bit more, you know, through the difficulties, through the failures and the challenges. We start to understand ourselves more and realize, you know, strength that we didn't think we had. Maybe, right? Well, maybe it's wishful thinking, but I'd like to think so anyway. You know, maybe perfect's not perfect. Maybe if everything was perfect, maybe that would drive us crazy. Maybe it's the imperfections that make life so beautiful, right? Makes life worth living. I hope this inspires anybody that listens I really appreciate your time, and I honor the light in you that's also in me. Namaste.